With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Apple growers are always wary of any weather that may impact their crop, and this year did not disappoint, with high winds and wildfire smoke in early September pushing earlier estimates down 5-10%. Tony Lynn Adams with the Washington Apple Commission says the wind knocked apples from the trees and the thick smoke really limited harvest for a few days.
So there were harvest delays with how smoky the conditions were outside, and as you know, apples are when they're ready to be picked, they're ready to be picked. They don't wait on us. So the timing of harvest is so important. And so having delays like that really do impact how the harvest progresses. So a few days delay is never good, but it sounds like everyone's head back in and things are moving forward at a good pace.
And Adam says consumers will help once the apples are harvested.
Demand for Washington apples has been really good, I think, just with the health conscious, you know, everyone's trying to eat healthy, live really nutritious lifestyle given the current situation. So we have seen, you know, really high demand.
Adam says the pandemic has created challenges as well.
So there's just different consumer behaviors that have changed, and suppliers are working really hard to answer to that demand and keep on season goals, and they're doing a really great job with that.
Adam says the new estimates should be out soon once the growers send in their updates. And welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. With us, as always, is Valent's Allison Walston. And, well, this week, Allison, will be our final Fruit Bites of the season.
Last one. 2020 has been the craziest year in recorded history, right? Agriculture has seen everything from a pandemic to murder hornets to massive wildfires.
Well, and besides all the craziness we've seen in 2020, we've also talked about a lot of practical things like dealing with orchard pests, bitter pit, and fruit russet, to name a few.
For the 2021 season, Valent USA has a lot of exciting new products that we're launching, so we'll discuss topics related to powdery mildew control, fruit set and stop drop, apple thinning, as well as our favorite topic, insects.
Creepy yet fascinating, right?
As always, stay safe, stay healthy, and look for the return of Fruit Bites in March 2021.
Well, let's all make it through 2020 safe and healthy. Thanks, Allison. Join us again next season for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.